The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Simon Constable, writing for The Wall Street Journal and Barron's and other distinguished publications in Edinburgh, Scotland, our man in Edinburgh, on his way, well, recording his trip to and from Glasgow to COP26, what he saw and who he spent time with. The climate change conversation, once the world leaders had left, turned to NGOs, volunteerism, and the march of the young people last Saturday night in Glasgow with an inflatable cow. Simon, welcome back from COP26. Did you see the inflatable cow, and who did you spend time with, and what was your impression of the enthusiasm and sincerity at COP26? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. It was a fascinating trip, and no, I did not see the inflatable cow. I was amazed at how friendly and how organized all of Glasgow was. I saw no help wanted signs. Obviously, the help wanted had been staffed up much ahead of time. I spent a lot of time with a group of investors. I'm not going to name the company, but normally when you meet with investors, one expects there to be a level of box ticking. Okay, we'll do this. We'll check this box. We'll check this box. But it's not really a deep thing. These people that I met with were fascinating. They were really committed to investing for the good of the planet, for the long term, in ways that are pretty novel. And I thought that was really interesting, especially from a Wall Street company. And you know how competitive the market for financial services is. So these guys and these men and women were really fascinating and really dedicated to it. I was pleasantly surprised. I think this COP26 meeting really brought out people with sincerity in a way that's going to help really move things.
It's called ESG. Do they talk that language, Gore? Environment, socialism, social behavior, and governance memory.
Yes, in environment, social, and governance, they did talk about those things. The need for, you know, the need to do things that are compatible with a sustainable environment, that are socially aware. You can't go and rip a local community to bits because that's just wrong. And governance is, you know, do you have the right ways of doing things? Do you listen to your stakeholders? And that's not just shareholders. That would include your employees, your shareholders as well, of course, and the community in which you are operating in, and that also would include the customers too. So yeah, they do talk that language, and they're very committed to it, or at least most investors are committed to it that I met last week in Glasgow.
Are there booths like a normal retail convention, people showing off their wares? How is it arranged? Because I've not seen inside the hall. It seemed like a vast space with people following speakers at the front. What else is available for people who visit COP26?
Well, I didn't see extensively around COP26 because I spent most of my time with the investors. But I imagine it's like most other places. There will be some booths where people can talk, but mostly it's about the speeches. The speeches are the center of these events, and they really matter. Greta Thunberg was speaking, Boris Johnson, Joe Biden, you know, all the rest of them, Macron, we talked about last week, he was there too. So it's much more about the speeches and then about the behind-the-scenes negotiations that are happening between countries. And I understand that a deal is imminent, or some form of a deal is imminent, or some form of a draft deal is imminent. We will see. Things are moving very quickly at COP26, far faster than I ever deemed I thought possible for government organizations.
Now we come back to Edinburgh, because you return to Earth, and we have a headline in the United States in these last hours. U.S. inflation reached 30-year high in October. Wall Street Journal, Subhead, U.S. inflation hit a three-decade high of 6.2% in October. Supply shortages, strong consumer demand, pushing up prices. Ethanol prices climb on demand, that's gasoline here in the U.S. Jobless claims fell, so people are going back to work, which is a wage push, because to entice people back to work, wages are being raised by large organizations across America. Are you seeing the same phenomenon in Scotland?
We're not seeing 6.2% inflation here, or certainly I haven't. The price of food and that sort of thing is remaining pretty stable. Petrol, gasoline prices, diesel fuel, they've been going up in a similar way to the way they've been going up in the US, and that will eventually lead through to higher prices for us here in the UK. I have definitely seen no shortages. Gasoline and diesel fuel are readily available if you can afford them. The shelves are stocked with what you want to buy. If you want to buy it and can afford it, and that's fine. I understand that Londoners are being warned about a potential turkey crisis. I'm not too worried about that because I like to have beef for Christmas, which I realize is a little bit different from other people, but hey, you get what you can.
We check on the virus, Simon, because it used to be our lead all the time. Did you see caution at COP26 in Glasgow or caution in Edinburgh, asking people for vaccination proof at the door? Did you see things that are recognizable protocol for the virus that's still with us?
Yes and no. And this is really strange. It's sort of very hit and miss. So on the trains to go over from Edinburgh to Glasgow, you have to wear a mask, not only on the train, but also in the train stations. And these are big, very much like being outdoors, except it doesn't rain on you. And yes, you have to wear your mask there. Inside the COP26 meeting rooms, when I was there, all they required was that you had been vaccinated twice, and if you hadn't been vaccinated twice, that you'd done some sort of a test to show that you don't have it. But none of the proof was required of, you know, by anyone. None of the people greeting the delegates were saying, "Hey, let me see your COVID passport." There was none of that, which was very strange. And then back in Edinburgh over the weekend, going out. Again, some people are wearing masks and some people aren't. And there's really very little enforcement of it, other than friends saying, "Hey, better put your mask on." But really, it's not a systematic approach. It's very strange.
And with winter coming on, we'll concern ourselves with statistics about hospitalization and spiking. But what I do not get from the headlines in London and Scotland is the grave concern that we had as recently as the beginning of last summer when the Delta variant hit. I do not see the routine talk. So is there an impression in Scotland that the pressure is off, that we're normalizing our conduct with the virus?
The pressure is off unless you've got some other ailment. And one of the big things that seems to be coming up quite often now is that if you have some other affliction which you couldn't get fixed, you couldn't see a doctor about it over the last 18 months, and you end up in hospital, you are much more likely to die now, probably of COVID. So I'm hoping that I don't get ill in any way over the next, you know, that requires hospitalization over the next year or so, because going to hospital could be really, really bad news. But apart from that, I think the big scare is off. I mean, the big worry that we've all got is not so much the virus, it's what the government will do about the virus, whether they will close all businesses and schools and send us back into a turmoil again that will give everybody some huge mental health problems. And I think that's the number one worry that I've got and most people I know have got.
Simon Constable of the distinguished publications Barron's, Forbes, The Wall Street Journal. He's in Edinburgh, Scotland. And while it seems momentarily peaceful in Edinburgh for COP26 and for inflation prices, there's a war about to break out between Great Britain, the United Kingdom, and the Republic of Ireland. It has to do with Brexit. And when we come back, Simon has described the fishing conflict off the Jersey coast between France and England. Simon has described the sausage war, the concern of the hard border or soft border between the Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. But now we have headlines saying the whole of the European Union is going to get involved, and we're back to the threat of no Brexit deal, none whatsoever, forfeiture, tariffs, penalties, sharp words. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.